The Old Testament lesson this morning is from Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. That can be found on page 866 in your pew Bible. God challenges Israel. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The epistle lesson is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, and that can be found on page 4 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. The Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. That anthem, you do as I. One of the challenges we face in Christian life is for us to look at the scriptures and see them as either suggestion and encouragement, or we see it as just kind of nice advice a loving parent would give to any child. But really, this just a reminder, not just as something that it would be nice if you did it, because God is the creator. God speaks into the void and creates everything. Now, the power of the Word is such that it creates out of nothing. everything. Now, if that word is so powerful and can do so much, don't you think we ought to pay a little more to it and more really bring and we pay as much attention, dare say more attention, to the Word of God than we do to comes at us from life. Political correctness, or whether it's saying truth to power or truth to a friend, even when that's not what they want to hear right then. Sometimes the best advice you can get knows you better than you know yourself. When God speaks to us, it is a commandment. Something that is there for our good and for those that serve the Lord. If you open your Bibles, and I want you to do this because this is going to take us following through. Open your Pew Bible, page 4 in the New Testament. And this is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Sometimes it's called the Sermon on the Mount. Sometimes it's called the Beatitudes. But this is guidance. Now, when people write articles to the newspaper, learning how to write when I was... If you're writing... It's really good if you use 5 W's. Who, what, why, and when. You're telling a story. What's happening? Why is it happening? Who, what, where, why, when? Well, Jesus... This is early in his ministry, and as he's started teaching, people follow him. Now, he's working miracles, so more people follow him. His primary audience in this is his disciples. When Jesus saw the crowd going up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. So we know people around, there's a mountain, not necessarily a high mountain, but a rise or an elevation, and his disciples come to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Now let's look at those first four. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. One of the beauties of Jesus is he never leaves anybody like he found them. And he's essentially telling the disciples to look at this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor of spirit. You know, we can read as much as we want into this, but look at those people that, when everybody's celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we know that psychologists will tell you some of the toughest times in people's lives is when everybody else is celebrating the holidays, and what also is happening? You're getting less sunlight. So all of that stuff works on the human being to heighten and increase a thing called depression. Think about those who are poor in spirit. I mean, they're so depressed. They're so crushed by the world things that are going on. But if they're poor in spirit and lean on the Lord, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. When you suffered a loss, a friend, a family member, and you're mourning, even if it's a loss of a relationship, for they will be comforted. Jesus goes to God the Father and he says, I must go unto the Father. Send to you a comforter, a counselor, an advocate. That comforter is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present with us today. Blessed are the meek. Well, that doesn't mean those that are just, you know, 3'11" and small, because sometimes you got to watch out for them. 4'12" is pretty dangerous. Telling you. Believe me. Take my word for it. Blessed are the meek. Now, that's more speaking to those that are humble. They're not self-righteous. They're not self-important. They're not self-centered. They're meek. They're humble. They're giving of what they have to others. They're looking at what they can do for someone else. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And this is not the earth that we see here today. Because as the world looks at things, what happens to the meek? They're fodder for the rest. They're overwhelmed, they're overcome, they're overtaken, they're overpowered by the powers that be. So the meek will inherit the earth. But this is that Revelation 20, the new heaven, the new earth, when we all have resurrection bodies. And there's no longer death. There'll be no more mourning because there will be no death. There will be no reason for us to be poor in the Spirit because the Holy Spirit and God Himself, Jesus Himself, will be there with us. So there's first four are looking at earthly types of things. When we're poor in the Spirit, that's where we are now. When we're mourning, that's because we've lost something that's dear. When we're meek, it's because we're less than or think we're less important than others. And that fourth one, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Poor in spirit, mourn, meek, hunger and thirst for righteousness. Each of those cases, he says, for these, this will be provided. The kingdom of heaven, they'll be comforted. They'll inherit the earth and they will be filled. They'll be filled with what? They'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. They'll be filled with joy. They'll be filled with the awe and wonder that comes from being in the presence of God. The next three are kind of almost godly because these are godly attributes. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. In other words, as we become more like God, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. You sow what you'll reap. As you sow, you'll reap. As you sow mercy, you receive mercy. But where do we get mercy? Where do we get grace? The model for that is Christ Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. We're supposed to be following what Christ's done. We're supposed to be listening and adhering and doing what Christ has told us to do. And when Christ tells us to do something, it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment, not one that's coming down from on high like Mount Sinai, you shall, but more, do this. It's not any more important because it's delivered in a conversation with you. Follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. Those are commandments. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Think about this. These are attributes of God that we should take on. Merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers. And not the peace, the absence of violence or the absence of conflict like we see in the world today, but really peace, the shalom. Christ says, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, but as the Father gives. This is a peace that's not of this world. This is you and I taking on attributes of God the Father so that we can bring peace into the world, peace into our family, peace into our loved ones, and peace into our own heart. Because who's the last person to forgive yourself when you've sinned? When you've done something you know you shouldn't have done? When you've made the unmistakable mistake, the unbelievable mistake, either in a relationship or with something that you've done to someone else that's hurt them, who's the last? You know, you beat yourself up for it. Take on this godlike attribute. Mercy, pure in heart, peacemaker. Shalom. Peace to you. For they will be called what? The children of God. Don't we all want to be children of God? Not children of Abraham because of some genealogical, my dad's this, my mom's this, or some something I can draw back for my genealogy or a DNA tests. But a child of God, why? Because I've called Jesus into my heart. Romans 10, chapter 10, verses 9 through 11. Confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised. Where we need to be. 11 and 12. 10, 11 and 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So this is an attribute of the children of God. The first four were attributes of the worldly. The other three are attributes of taking on what it would be that God, that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit wants us to do. These last two are when we've become those children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Guess what? If you're a child of God, you think prosperity gospel, you think nothing's bad going to happen to you? Excuse me. Good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. You tell me just because someone's a good person and they don't have to deal with cancer? Believe me, there are a lot of good people out there that have dealt with cancer. Can I hear an amen? Don't tell me. Don't tell me they're bad and they deserve that. Don't work that way. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you, persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Christ is telling his disciples what it is he wants them to do, how he wants them to live their lives. And then he gives them, this is the reward. Verse 12. Everybody go to that. Verse 12. What does it say? Read with me. Rejoice and be what? Glad. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great where? In heaven. And in the same way that they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Beatitudes are not just a, this is what you know, it'd be nice if you did this. The Beatitudes are not for, you know, when you got this trouble in your life, you know, break out this book, open it, and here's, you know, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And boy, this one's going to help, and this one's going to bring comfort, and this one's going to bring solace. We need to do these things. We need to think on what it is that God's working in our lives, your life, my life. They're commands. They're military life. When a senior addresses a junior, when the senior addresses the junior receives anything that the senior tells him as an order, a command. That's just the way it works. They're in charge. They tell me to do that. Then I do it. A junior to a senior, it's viewed as a request. The person who's in charge may or may not follow your suggestion because it's a request. From senior to junior, command. From junior to senior, a request. We pray. We petition. We offer praise from a junior to a senior. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord loves to hear our praises. Oh, awesome. I love it. The Beatitudes are not intended. Yeah, this would be nice if you did this. The world would be a better place if we have all followed it. And your life will be better, ultimately, if you follow His commands. Micah 6:8. Know justice, love mercy, walk humbly with whom? Oh, peace and grace.